All the way from the city of Abuja, the president of Eternity Network International, an apostle over the nations of the earth. Let's appreciate tonight as we welcome Apostle Joshua. Can you, somebody?
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Let me start by saying thank you. Thank you so much for the love. Thank you for... It's one thing to be called, but it's another thing to be received. Thank you so much for everything that you do. The Lord bless you. I really appreciate you. Praise the Lord. My session will be a prayer meeting. We are going to pray. Do you love to pray? Hallelujah. I'm just going to prepare the way for our Father and the Lord to come. Just bless our hearts tonight. But I began to teach in the afternoon about the principles that make for peace. Please try to get the teaching. And I spoke about the law of jurisdiction. Remember how that when you stay within your assigned jurisdiction, you will find peace. The second law is found in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. One of the secrets to peace is justice. One of the secrets that make for peace is justice. That means that when a system of justice is created, it brings an appeasal. In fact, the Bible puts it, it says, he shall see the travail of his soul and he shall be satisfied. So one of the ways that God administers peace is to bring justice over issues of concern. That's why the Bible says righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Sociologically speaking, people keep advocating every time they sense that justice has been tampered with. And usually what the government or leaders do is to look into the issues of concern and give the people hope that they would administer justice. And you notice at the instance of justice, peace returns. So every time there is a reign of injustice of any sort, it will disturb the peace. Are we together? The Bible says, he spake a parable to this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Verse 2. There was in a city a judge. So this is a legal situation. The Bible says he feared not God, neither regarded man. And then the Bible says there was also a widow in that city, and she came to him seeking justice. Notice the basis of her dissatisfaction. Her peace was taken away because for some reason there were adversaries. Are we together now? That disturbed her peace, and she went to the judge, and this was her plea. Give me peace by introducing justice to my life. Avenge me, mine adversary. Verse 4. The Bible says, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. 5. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So this was a woman who was helpless in herself, but she understood that there was a dimension of justice that must be administered to find peace. You don't just find peace arbitrarily. There are things that must be corrected for your heart to be settled. Are we together? The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, we are going to pray. This is a prayer session. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 6. The word cheerful there is the word anxious. Many versions use it. Be anxious for nothing. Anxiety. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, do not assume God knows the problem. It says, make your request known. Make your request known. What's the result? 7. And the God of peace, or the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart. when you approach him in the place of prayer, whilst you are praying, in the place of prayer, you compel his hand to begin to administer justice over the affairs of your life. And on the strength of that settlement, it's called the law of divine settlement. You will never be able to find peace when there is an array of incorrect situations in your life. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Bible says when you catch a criminal, you compel him to pay tenfold. And until that restoration happens, you will not find peace. One of the secrets of peace is justice. Hallelujah. When an armed robber comes to rob a family or a house, no matter how loving and how well-meaning that person or that the owner of that house is, the satisfaction of that man will be when the judge gives a decree that this man is a criminal, he's an armed robber, he's sentenced to 5, 6, or 7 years. Is that true? There are systems of compensation, for instance, that they give people who have all kinds of catastrophe and so on and so forth. It may not be able to solve the problem entirely, but it's a system of appeasal. I'm provoking you because there are many things that may not be right in our lives. And we need the peace of God. And we also need the God of peace to arise and administer justice. Like that helpless woman, by her importunity, her continual disturbance, avenge me, my adversary. Avenge me, my adversary. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16, and then we begin to pray. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Read with me if you're a Christian. One, two, read. Now the Lord of peace himself, give you peace. How long? And by all means, that's a serious statement. You know what by all means? If God will have to resurrect the dead to give me peace, if God will have to shift systems and structures to give me peace, if God will have to reverse the hand of time, the key phrase is by all means, that God has an array of methods to make sure justice is restored over your life. Is someone ready to pray? Lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit, passionately and truthfully. This is a prayer session. Those in the overflows, participate in the prayer. And the Lord of peace, the Lord of peace, Shanda Brakatoska de Barakatosha de Kal, Shkada Barakatosa Lega de Baradakata, the Lord of peace himself shall give you peace always and by all means. Make sure you are not silent. One of the secrets of peace is justice. You may not have the strength and the wherewithal from the earth realm to insist on justice, but there is a righteous judge. The king of the ages is also a judge, and he's able to give men peace, and the system of administering that peace is to give you justice. Lift your voice and pray. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known, and the peace of God that surpasseth all understanding shall garrison, keep your heart and your mind. Household of David, are you praying? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Justice. Justice. You are going to pray. that everything that has been stolen from your life, the Bible says, she shall by any means, and the Lord of peace himself. You are going to pray. Are you serious about this prayer? You are going to cry, because that restoration is a system of justice. When time passes and there are no achievements invested in that time, the unit of destiny is time. Whatever is your time has taken a portion of your destiny. Many of you, by demonic manipulations, time has passed so that where you would have been is not where you are now. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, say, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare a restoration of time, a restoration of opportunities, restoration of relationships. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lord, we provoke restoration as a system of justice to give me peace. Shepa katali kaparados, emprekele kaparados yata, and I will restore the year, and I will restore the year, and I will restore the year. Shanda la kata brata kaska paratos, shana de kata brata ketos, ekra kata barakotos todo balakata. Restore time. Restore opportunities in time. Restore relationships in time. Shkeparatos shalegentos kanikata. Someone is praying. I came from a family that did not give me the opportunity to rise. But oh God, restore, restore, restore time, restore time, restore time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen carefully. Look up, please. One of the ways that God administers justice over time is to give speed. It is not only restoration. Restoration is going backward to bring the opportunities lost. Speed is accelerating you to enter realms at a level that will balance up what you have missed. Please believe the prayer. You are going to pray. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. I'd like you to decree and declare, Father, accelerate my life, my destiny. Take 10 years and put it in one. Give me peace. Administer justice by bringing speed to my life. Someone is crying to my God and your God. Someone is crying to my Maker and your Maker. Shagadagadabarabarabash. Shkapekasekatokotopash. Ekratokotopeskatabakata. Shkadabarakato shalanda bakariata. Speed. Speed. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my destiny as a system of justice. My destiny as a system of justice. Skatam prateka tepeketokoto. Skalemeneka teprakatos kotobakata. Shagadegadegadebos. Emprekatekatekatekata. Speed to my destiny. The ability to gain time. The ability to gain time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen again, that there is a dimension of peace that only comes when justice is administered. Justice is one of the secrets for peace. Without the administration of justice, it is difficult to find peace. So God scattered systems all through the Bible to help administer his justice. One of it is restoration. It's a system of justice. When time cheats you, God can restore. One of it is speed. He takes years and puts it in a moment. The next system
that administers justice is called favor. We are going to pray. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. After 430 years of wasting their lives and their destinies, it would be unfair. Listen, there are times that what you need is not just an exodus. You need an exodus with favor. An exodus without favor is not a worthy compensation. 430 years of a generation's destiny. Are we together? I will give Joshua Selman favor in the sight of anyone, even if the Egyptian. And it shall come to pass. The proof that I've been favored is that as I go. So if I'm moving forward and yet empty, I'm not favored. Favor is different from acceleration. You can go forward. The proof of favor is not advancement. It's that whilst you go, your hands are not empty. Someone say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, may your favor rest upon my life, my family, my destiny, as a system of justice, so that I can find peace. Lift your voice and pray. Don't be tired. Pray. Pray. Favor. Are you still praying? Favor. In addition to restoration, in addition to speed, favor. Believe me, in one day, His Majesty can sit upon your life and grant you strange favor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you learning something? Don't forget what we are dealing with. We desire peace. And I told you that there is a dimension of peace that only comes when justice is administered. And these are the systems of justice. Number one is restoration. Number two is speed. Number three is favor. Number four is judgment. Oh yes, sir. Judgment is a system of favor. It says the rod of the wicked. Psalms 125 and verse 3. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Because, listen, do you know that there is a way the wicked prevails over the righteous? It discourages the righteous until they join that wickedness too. Are we together? The rod of the wicked shall not rest on the inheritance of the righteous. Why? So that the righteous will not put forth their hands in iniquity. When a man refuses to pay you your salary or your due for 5 years, he's tempting you to steal. That's not your character. But under that pressure, you can dance into wickedness. Judgment is a powerful system of justice. Psalm 66, I think, verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in your ways. Through the greatness of thy power, there are enemies who do not answer stories. They are people who do not accept negotiation. The system of putting them down is justice. Can I tell you this? This God that gives life also kills. The blood of Jesus that you plead all the time blesses and lifts you like the ark of Noah. But there are people that go down under that blood. Are we together? Judgment is a powerful weapon of justice. You will never find peace in your life until certain works of darkness are judged and judged thoroughly. And so Pharaoh refused to let God's people go. Moses negotiated with him. I come with a voice of peace. And Pharaoh said, nonsense. God said, I warn you, you don't know who is talking to you. He said, nonsense. He said, all right, this night, my angel will pass over Egypt. Tali paratosia. Since you will not understand the voice of peace, let me show you the dimension of me as a fearful warrior. God is not only lamb, he is lion. So when you come as a lamb and the door does not open, you go back and return back as a lion. Is someone ready to pray? Shout it. Say, Father, arise. Judge every wickedness over my life, my family. Lift your voice and pray. And the Lord of peace himself. The Lord of peace himself shall give me peace always, by all means. Someone is praying. Someone is crying. The God of vengeance, the God of judgment. Hallelujah. Look up. The Bible talks about two brothers called Cain and Abel. It said in the passage of time, both of them offered sacrifices. Are we together now? One gave of his firstlings, one gave of his fatlings. And the sacrifice of Abel ascended to the heavens, came as a sweet-smelling savour. But God had no respect for that of Cain. And then the Bible says Cain killed his brother. And he thought the matter was done. But he did not know that blood has a voice. The blood of Abel went to the parliament of heaven and began to cry like that weak woman. And God came down and said, Cain, there is blood crying. And Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? He said, all right, this curse is upon you by reason of this. You will be a wanderer all across. Restoration is a system of justice. Speed is a system of justice. Favor is a system of justice. Judgment and vengeance is a system of justice. One more time, you are going to pray. Father, anyone who will not let me rest and not let me serve my God in peace, anyone who will not let my family rest, anyone who will not let my spiritual life rest, human or spirit, judgment right now. Lift your voice and pray. And the Lord of peace himself, and the Lord of peace himself shall give me peace always and by all means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that once upon a time, blessings to you, sir, that there were people who bound themselves with fasting and say, we will not eat till Paul dies. You will be joking to imagine that everybody in your world is clapping for you. There are people who your accident is their testimony. There are people who the destruction of your children is their pride. We live in a world that the Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness. You cannot find peace until a system of justice is administered in your life. For some, you need restoration. For some, you need speed. That's how to manage time. For some, you need favor. But for some, you need vengeance. Hallelujah. Listen, because Jesus was born, innocent children died. Because Moses was born, innocent children died. Every time a thing of grace is born, there are people and things that pay the price. The day God lifts you and brings you into a new position, here they come. Strange spirits, wicked spirits, fighting and sitting on the destinies of men. Son of man, Zechariah 1:18, what seest thou? He said, four horns. These are the horns that have lifted up themselves against Judah, against Jerusalem. He said, so that no man doth lift up his head. There are horns that sit on destinies. Please hear me. It's not all about systems and principles. There are demons. Demons are real. Spirits are real. Did you know from scripture that the first person who was called was not Abraham? Read your Bible. The first person who was called was his father, Terah. The Bible talks about a woman who was a widow at Nain. All the men in her life died. The support systems died. And the Lord of peace shall give you peace always by any means. One more time we are going to pray. Father, in this season I need peace. And in the name of Jesus, every power and every factor that will not give me peace, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Shakata bakata katos. Skata baranta kata praskata bekesh. Ekete lekete brandos kotoba katos. Shkana barukos kete shenekata. Shibrente kete bakoto prokotobas. Hallelujah. Three scriptures and I'm done. Three scriptures and I'm done. Psalm 4 verse 8. Please give it to us. Psalm 4 verse 8. We are going to pray three scriptures. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Why? For the Lord only maketh me to dwell in safety. You are going to say, Lord, it's time to bring me to a place of rest and peace. Only God can give you. Rest in peace does not mean die. It means the absence of troubles from your life. It is true that challenges can arise, but God is able to ward them and give you peace. Lift your voice and pray this scripture. I will lie down and I will sleep. Nothing will take away sleep from my eyes. Not the pandemic, not the workings of evil. Is someone praying? Peace for my family. Peace for my children. Hallelujah. Leviticus 26 and verse 6. Leviticus 26 and verse 6. We are praying. This is a prayer session. And I will give peace in the land. And ye shall lie down and none shall make you afraid. I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. I'd like you to pray over your... Listen. If you are fine in your house and your territory is not safe, you are still in trouble. Don't make the mistake of Esther. Esther was comfortable in the palace. And Mordecai said, don't you think if this land is not safe, they will kill us and come for you. Lift your voice and speak over the territory. We command and we decree peace. We ensure justice. Oh God, arise. Someone is praying. Pray over Lagos. Pray over our nation. We declare peace. We declare peace. Peace to God's Jerusalem. The sound of the sword, the sound of bloodshed, the sound of killings. We decree and declare that they come to an end. in my family, peace in my territory. Hallelujah. Last scripture, Numbers chapter 6. They were commanded to bless, and in verse 26, Numbers chapter 6 and verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and he says, to give you peace. God is able to give men peace. He says, peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. Peace, a state of rest. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Don't forget what I shared with you on the times to pray, that there is a dimension of peace that only comes to the saints when justice is administered, and that scattered through scripture are God's systems of justice. One is restoration, two is speed, three is favor, four is judgment and vengeance. Are we together? Peace. Peace. You are going to pray this, that the Lord will lift up his countenance upon you, and that God will give you peace. A state of rest, a state of tranquility, a state of completeness and wholeness. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Let it be from the depth of your heart, and then I speak over your life. You are the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Let's wrap up with the scripture we started with, Philippians 4 and verse 6. Fight anxiety. Reject anxiety. Be anxious for nothing. Let nothing sustain the ability to disturb your heart. Jesus took a whole chapter talking about worrying, Matthew chapter 6. That which of you by worrying can add a cubit to his hair? That the lilies, they break a fundamental law. They do not sow, they do not reap. Yet your heavenly Father is responsible enough to see that they don't beg. He said, for after these things do the Gentiles run. But your heavenly Father knoweth, he knows what you need. Anxiety. Listen to me. It's my final word for tonight. Anxiety is a killer. Many people, do you know that statistic tells us that most of the things we worry and we're anxious over never truly happen? We cause all kinds of stress for ourselves. If God is awake, why should I be awake? The keeper of Israel. If I'm awake to pray and fellowship with him, that's fine. But if I'm awake out of fear, I reject it. You must fight fear like you fight demons. It says, and to subject them who through fear have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. Fear and anxiety. Will I die? Will the pandemic destroy my family? Where will this come from? What if I am downsized? Fear is terrible. It works on your emotions. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Every time angels appear to people, the first thing they say is, fear not. I'm coming from his presence. Do not fear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I reject anxiety. Please hear me. Some of you have not slept for a long time, not because you are busy, but you wake up in the night asking questions that people of faith should not ask. There is a God in heaven. We were not left alone. And I want you to know that God is almighty. I know that we hear all kinds of things from the news. We hear all kinds of things from society. But let me bring you a word of hope. One of the systems for administering peace is justice. And you must provoke the tokens of justice in prayer. Bring restoration. Bring speed to my life. Bring favor to my destiny. Bring vengeance to the works of darkness. That way you can find peace to serve God acceptably. Are we blessed? Let me declare over your life. lending my voice with our Father and all the servants of God here. I decree and declare by the Spirit of grace that everything that will not let you rest, let it be laid to rest now. And everything that finds your destiny, let it go down now. I pray for you. For the years that you have lost, may my God, who is also your God, bring speedy restoration. And I pray, like it happened to Elijah, may speed come upon your life. That God would take what would have happened in 5 years and make it happen for you in 2 months. And then I pray favor. According to Exodus 3:21, the cure for empty-handedness. From today, you will never go empty. In the name of Jesus Christ. God will raise helpers of destiny. Men anointed to stand by you and see to it that the purposes of God come to pass. And finally, I pray for you. Whether human agents, spiritual agents, yokes and curses of darkness that want to lift up their heads and spy upon your liberty by the blood of the eternal covenant, we declare judgments this evening. Therefore, I speak to your heart. Find peace. Find peace. Over your family, peace. Over your job, peace. Over your health, peace. Oh, it will not kill you. It will not kill you. In the name of Jesus. You do not live by the sword, so you will not die by the sword. In the name of Jesus. The grace that has kept people through the vicissitudes of life and kept them afloat and on top, may that grace grant you speed and grant you victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please let me encourage you to pay attention to the worship, pay attention to the service as our Father just speaks. Every word that comes has been anointed tonight to minister the peace of God. I'd like for your heart to be open, be passionate, be desperate. This was a conference that was put together by God's Spirit to make sure that every trace of fear, everything that will not let you rest, that it will leave your life. And in the name of Jesus, the fullness of God's expectation for us tonight, we receive by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you.
I think the best thing, it is obvious, is beginning to look like a night of judgments. Let me not break the flow. That is here. I can sense a shift is about to happen. A shift has taken place just now. Apostle came to take us into an atmosphere of prayer. And look at those declarations. How many people can see the thick cloud of glory here? Something is happening. Without wasting more time, I want to invite somebody. I don't want to break the flow. Let's welcome tonight. I think it should be his third or fourth time here. We love him so much. God's servant, God's minister, who is blessing the nations of the earth right now. We are so privileged to have here Pastor Nathaniel Bassi again tonight. Can you please appreciate Jesus and appreciate him?
Precious Holy Spirit, I know you are here, here in your glory. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit, I know you are here. Flowing like a river, I know you are here. Sweet Holy Spirit, I know you are here. You are here to bring revival. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit, I know you are here. Blazing holy fire, I know you are here. Sweet Holy Spirit, I know you are here tonight. You are here to take us higher. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit of God, we welcome you. Almighty God, we Spirit of God, we welcome you. Almighty God, we welcome you. Spirit of grace, we welcome you. Almighty God, we welcome you. You are the Spirit of life, we welcome you. Yeah. Spirit of truth, we welcome you. Oh,
Almighty God, we welcome.
Spirit of Christ, we welcome you.
Spirit of
life, we welcome you. Oh. Almighty God, we welcome you.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
Hey, Almighty God, we welcome you.
Almighty God, we welcome you.
And if you're here tonight and you can speak in His language, you can pray in the Spirit, as the trumpet calls you, I want you to release that river. Out of your innermost being shall flow.
Spirit, carry me, oh.
Carry me, oh.
Holy Spirit, carry me,
oh. Carry me, oh.
Carry me, oh.
Tonight.
Carry me.
On the wings of eagles, carry me, oh.
Carry me.
On the wings of the Spirit. It carry us,
oh. Carry me,
Father, we just welcome you.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Just before I continue, I don't want to break the flow, but I just want to acknowledge my papa here. On Thursday, I was getting ready to release an album. Hallelujah again. Please don't clap. I'm going somewhere with this. And then, just as I was preparing to go to the studio to shoot, my sister-in-law called me to say that my mother-in-law did not wake up. Cannot wake up. They did everything. They were crying. She couldn't wake up. My wife was asleep when the hotel room. I wasn't going to wake her up because I didn't want her to just lose it. And then we went, took my phone, put on FaceTime, asked to just pray for them. And then we prayed. And then I just told them I'll call them back. I put a call through to Daddy and said, Daddy, please just speak a word over my mother-in-law. Just stay with us in prayer. And then he spoke the word. And then I went back. And just as we were praying, the Spirit said, but you are releasing a sound called Hallelujah Again, which means it will end in praise. I'm sharing this for someone. And I just said to my sister-in-law, I said, nobody prays again. Form a circle around her and begin to play that music and then take her to the hospital. Anyway, to cut the long story short, the woman who could not wake up, who passed, went to the hospital and she came back to life. Tonight, whatever is dying in your life, is coming back to life. And I just want to celebrate the grace on Daddy. Just celebrate him for me. And then my dear brother, a few days ago I was in the studio recording, and then my PA said, Apostles, ask him for your account number. And then I, you know, the kind of alert you get that gives you peace. Celebrate my brother for me. I thought I would mention that. It shook my phone, but gave me peace. Amen. And then your lovely pastor, my dear friend. I just love him. Bless you, sir. Thank you so much. Are you ready to worship? Are you ready? Yeshua! HaMashiach! Lion of Judah! Agune Chembao! Yeshua HaMashiach, oh, Lion of Judah,
Abune Kemba. Yeshua.
Yeshua.
The one who brings justice. The one who judges wickedness. He's roaring tonight. Hey, Yeshua!
Yeshua!
Ah!
Amashiach!
You are the lion.
Lion of Judah.
Tonight I want you to roar. Only the voices.
Yeshua!
Amashiach! Come on, that's the roar. Yeshua, my God. Hey. You are the lion, lion of Judah. Roar tonight. Just one more time. Only the voices. Yeshua, are you ready?
Yeshua, ah, Amashina.
You are the lion,
lion of Judah.
Hey. Say Yeshua,
Yeshua,
Amashina,
lion of Judah.
You are the one.
You are the one.
You are the one.
Yes, you are. Hamashiach, Lion of Judah.
Hey. You are the one who fights my battle.
Oh, yes.
You are the one who wins the battle.
Oh, yes.
You are the one.
You are the one.
You are the one.
You are the one.
Are you ready to roar? When you hear the trumpet, lift up your trumpet and roar.
You are mighty.
your hands. He's here as a mighty, terrible warrior. You are more than these, lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim, Elion, Alishelewi, your greatness is all I see. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. Where? If you have said it,
then you will do it.
Why? You have a track record of keeping your word,
and you're not about to stop doing it now.
Hey! By the blood that you shed, we have overcome this cash that I've treated for life. Then you gave Nathaniel Bassi the right to your holy name, a scepter of power and strength. Hey, there is nothing you cannot change, Baba. There's no bondage you cannot break. Where? If you have said it,
then you will do it.
If you have said it,
then you will do it.
Once you have spoken,
Jesus said he to wake on me. Hey, and the day move on. Hey, and the young and old. Young and old, yeah. Jesus said he to wake on me. Hey, and the day move on. Hey, should I fear what people say? They don't know the price you paid for me. They don't know how you died for me. They don't know how you wiped my tears. They don't know how you fought my battle when my enemies came to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. They don't know. Hey, they don't know how you stood by me. They don't know how you made the way. Sometimes you come before the presence of God like this, and you are so conscious of yourself because you don't want them to say that you are taking it too much. Where were they in the midnight hour? They don't know how you made a way. They don't know how you raised the dead. They don't know who you are to me. They don't know how you lifted me.
With everything in your being, lift your voice tonight. Can we join the 420 elders tonight singing hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
the champion of the host of and captain of my destiny. In you alone I make my boast. You reign alone as Lord, the champion of the host and the captain of my destiny. Yeah. Oh, my destiny. In you are, oh, I make my own. You reign alone as Lord. Oh, amen.
Upon your lives, upon your family, upon this ministry. This ministry is moving to a much higher level. Now, every one of you, what you have been trusting God for years, you are taking it home tonight. The glory is there. Paul said, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. Wave your hand to the Lord and begin to sing in the Holy Ghost. As many as have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just marama kabo rebere bodaya. Ibre molobo sotoya kadaboda. Mambra makabo kudekete korike na boga. Gabagule boko diketo koria na bokuda kataya. Ibre mulo soto ya. Rabandi ye korobugudo. Meruba kabo. Barike robokuda. Obra makabo kudia. Ifre porite keto kubakaya ya. Orande keto kokerike to kabaya. Ifre kolibekete ya, uramala bashada. Ifre kolibeketo korienda kaluda kabo kudekete ya. Aramande korimbe kuniketorida. Rananika, mengra bokudekete koria. Radi ketoko makabo kudia. Thank you, Jesus. Eribe ketokorika la bokoda. Erika la boku de keteketoriga boko digedeya. Urana modi. Eprem beluga. Iyana katoya dada. Karabagada. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Makoria. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 You know something? Open your eyes, look at me.
of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. 9 of them the Apostle Paul listed in 1 Corinthians 12. The 3 utterance gifts. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. The 3 power gifts. Gifts of healings. The only gift that is listed in plural. I won't be distracted into that. That will be for another day. The gifts of healing, the working of miracles, the gift of faith. Then the revelation gifts. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits. Every single one of them manifested in the Old Testament except one. The only one that didn't manifest in the Old Testament, the greatest of all the gifts, diverse kinds of tongues. That's a gift that opens the door for other gifts to manifest. That's a gift that is the mark of the new covenant. Nobody in the old covenant operated the gift except one. I'm coming to speak about that one. Mention. Because, you know, he stirred the water. That's like him. Right? The closest to the gift of speaking in tongues was Daniel. And it was interpretation of tongues. When the hand appeared and wrote on the wall, many, many tekel uprasim, and nobody could interpret. He came and interpreted it. That was the closest. Nobody else. Not great Moses. Not awesome Father Abraham. Not powerful Elijah. Not mighty Elisha. None of them. None of the prophets. Because it's a gift for the perfection of the church. A day without us cannot be made perfect. The only person who operated in the old covenant and spoke in tongues was Jesus. Because by the time Jesus walked on the face of the earth, the old covenant was still in force. The new covenant has not been enacted. A covenant cannot be enforced until the death of the testator. The new covenant was not enforced until Christ died on the cross and rose again. But because he's the icon of the new covenant, the bringer of the new covenant, the foundation of the new covenant, the prototype of what each one of us should be, he brought time forward and spoke in tongues to demonstrate to us what it should be. And on 3 occasions, the scripture recorded how Jesus Christ spoke in tongues. That's very instructive. We don't have how he spoke in tongues when he was in private in Gethsemane and all that. We don't. But three occasions. When he brought a deaf and dumb girl, and he spitted and said, "Ephphatha." And the writer of the gospel had to say, "Which being interpreted means be open." There was no need for interpretation if he spoke the normal language. You don't need for me to interpret to you now. But he spoke a language that was a mystery. And then the writer had to give the interpretation. When they brought a dead girl to Jesus, he said, "Tali takumi." And again, the writer of the scripture says, "Which being interpreted, daughter, arise." So he spoke in tongues. I want you to take note of the occasions for you to know the power of the gift that you have, that you commonize. And when it was hanging between heaven and earth, making the supreme sacrifice for our redemption, his blood dripping from the cross to this earth to remove the curse for us to enjoy the blessing. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. He was crucified at the junction of commerce, where all the then languages were being spoken. Nobody understood what he was saying. Somebody said, oh, he was calling Elijah. They didn't understand. But the Bible says, which being interpreted means, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Take note of the three occasions. To open the mouth of the deaf and dumb, to raise a dead child alive, and in offering the supreme sacrifice for the redemption of the whole world. That's how powerful the gift of the Spirit. Diverse kinds of tongues. Yes. That gift was not released until the birth of the church. That was the gift that marked the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible says they began to speak in tongues. Began. Someone say began. Louder. 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 The church began by speaking in tongues. And the church is supposed to continue to speak in tongues until the harvest assembly gathered home. There is no gift so powerful in praying, so powerful in ushering you to the prophetic, so powerful in ushering you to the supernatural than diverse kinds of tongues. Oh, value what you have. I read a story of Catherine Kuhlman, the great American lady evangelist. When he wanted to go for her crusade, they would get a big hall, and the hall must have a side room. And Catherine will be there at least 3 hours before the meeting. I should be praying. Nobody must come near. Nobody. Not the PA, not the secretary. And the PA have been instructed. After the 3 hours is due, the 2 hour period is due, he pulls the door open. And Catherine, with her flowing robe, will bounce on the stage. And all manner of incredible healings and miracles and word of knowledge will begin to break forth after 3 solid hours of praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I hear. You didn't hear. You didn't hear. Oh, you didn't hear. I read a book by Kenneth Hagin in 1977 that changed my life and ministry forever. He called it I Believe in Vision. I think that is maybe CB in circulation. Where he narrated 8 appearances of Jesus Christ to him. Kenneth Hagin was one of the greatest prophets that ever walked the face of Israel in the modern era. And he said, Jesus told him, say, Kenneth, if you can speak, if you can pray in tongues for 1 hour every day, your life will change and your ministry will bless the whole world. 1 hour every day. Oh, because the Lord told him, he began to pray in tongues. He said that was when he knew how long 1 hour was. When he thought he had prayed for 1 hour and he looked at his wristwatch, he has only prayed 7 minutes. But because he was determined, he kept at it until it became normal that he would pray for hours in the Holy Ghost. And then gift of the Holy Spirit began to break forth healings and miracles. I read it. And I've been enjoying his materials. I said, fine. If it is good for Kenneth Hagin, it must be good for Kenneth Francis. Let's go. And then I myself began. My own was tougher than Papa Hagin. After I prayed, Maruba Kataboruboga. 5 minutes. I thought, I kept at it. I kept until I broke forth. And power began to break forth in my mind. Let me tell you this. Apart from the miracle of walking on water, there is no miracle recorded in the scripture that I've not seen. Talk of the dead. I've seen not once, not twice, not three times. Somebody lived in my former estate, a woman who died at childbirth, and they taken her to the morgue. We pulled her out, and the woman is alive today by the power of God. If you want to clap, go ahead and clap. Go ahead and clap. I've seen God at work. 1986, I went to preach for my covenant friend and brother, David Oedipo, in Kaduna. We've been friends since 1978. I used to preach for him every month in Ilorin before moving to Kaduna. And then I got there and I was to address, it was Easter period like this. I was to address minister that morning, and I shared the testimony of how that praying in tongues that I picked from Kenneth Hagin changed my life and ministry. And I went on to teach the pastors. And listen to me. There was a man there who came from one corner of the north, a pastor. He was in trouble. His ministry was in trouble. The wife became mad. Service will be going on, and the woman will run out and be eating sand. So the church wasn't growing. The man didn't have a clue. They owe so much debt. So he came to Kaduna to meet with me and get counsel and prayer. But protocol did not allow it. He couldn't just see me. But he was at the meeting and he grabbed that testimony of praying in the Holy Ghost 1 hour every day, and he ran back to his station. In desperation, he began to do it. The following year, 1987, I was back again in Kaduna Easter. This time, this man, a changed man. Today, the glory of God will change your life. If you're getting it, let me hear your amen. This time, the protocol of living faith had organized, I will see me. And he told his testimony. Say, I couldn't see you last year, but I got your message. I got the testimony. Say, Daddy, my wife is totally healed and sound. No trouble of any kind. If you want to clap, go ahead and clap. Say, Daddy, our church is debt free. We paid every debt. He said, Daddy, we bought a land. We built our sanctuary. Daddy, I brought you prophet offering. And he brought me prophet offering. 5,000. 5,000 in 1987. That was some money. That in 1987, he didn't need to struggle to see me. The following year, the previous year, he struggled and struggled and struggled. He couldn't see me. But there's a way God changes your level that you don't struggle. There are some people you used to struggle to see, that one phone call, Your Excellency, and they say, yes, Daddy. And previous years you couldn't. This day, the glory will take you to a higher level. I know you have been sitting for quite some time. You have been standing for quite some time. No problem. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost vigorously for 7 solid minutes. If you like, you can sit. If you like, you can stand. If you like, you can lie down. But stir up yourself. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself in the Holy Ghost.
Beribe koto kure botoria. Makano boko dike tekeria. Bombra makabakuda. Kekra kule boko diata. Kera boko dike terbukuda. Jeka do kote kete kete. Koram. Stir up yourself. Pray like a trumpet. Pray, pray like thunder. Pray like fire. Maramo kote kito kori kabukude. Yekude keto kori kide. Bekule boko dike teya. Bekide kado kori kida. Yapoko dike terbukude. Berube kuto kori kida. Yenga makabukudia. Rapokudia. Era boko di kata. Ora baka boko dia. Era moko di katribu. Beri beke soko dia. Jeka ruko de katri. Bere boko di katribu. Boro boko dia dia. Ye boko di katribu gudi. Ropa karabaka dia. Ropa boko di katribu. Receive strength to pray. Receive strength to pray. Receive strength to pray. Open your mouth wide and pray. Open your mouth wide and pray. Shopokodi ketokori kida. Make a tokori bakabokodia. Make a rabokodi keterida. Baribokodi keteya. Mikre kolebo sotoria rena. Karabaka boko di keter bogodi. Karabaka boko di agar gedi. Urabaka boko di agar. Urama kabogodi. Urabaka boko di agar. Urabaka boko gedi. Robo gedi kada. Mari peketo kori kida. Mekule boko di ketoke. Mekule boko di keteya. Mekere boko di keteka. Bori meketo koba. Bambra makabogodi. Eji ketuka. Bagabugo di Gatrivida, Shemarubida, Macrobugia, 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 Jikanabugia, Mikanabugia, Jepogodi, Jepogodi, Kariba Kaba, Kariba Kaba, Mekumi Kodori, Eyaboko di Gatri, Giraboko di Gatri, Gurabogo di Gatri, Gurabaga Bugodia, Girabogo di Gatri, Gurabogo di Gatri, Gurabogo di Gatri, Gurabogo di Gatri, Gurabogo di Gatri, Japoko di Gatri. Gobramagodi, Ebrobalobati, Urama Gaboga, Mekule Boko Digate, Yekore Boko Diata, Yepoko Dikadre, Kire Mogodia Yode, Bobagabo, Boribe Keto Koba, Kabuko Lobokodia, Urebo Kodikadre, Yepoko Dikadre, Mimbre Bolobutu, Yeborobutu, Gari Boko Pataiga, Bari Keto Pakaida. Bai ke kota baiga, bai ke toma gaida, somaribe kotoko, pokuni me ketia, keribe ketoko ya, keribe ketoko ba, baga boga, tell up yourself, pray in the Holy Ghost, tell up yourself, ye ketuke lepa, ombre pokude ketia, ayakude ketoko ria, ebe kule bogodiga da gaga. Gagabo gode gege gode gira. Yekude kete kere. Koribe kendo. Komo kode kete. Kibe kerobo. Membe bolobo. Shekudika. Karaboga. Karabagi. Mepule bo sote. Keruge luge dege. Kijege dogo. Kodjuge de. Gajuga da. Gorabaka. Mikre kolobo sote. Era mokodi. Yepoko di kadribe. Yepoko di. Kurebe gede. Kuna bagiru, ropo kodika, mikre kule bostoturia, mika nabo kudia, arabo, 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 mefokire bokode, yakune keto kurele, epe kule bokode gede gede, kura maga boko dike tekeria, opre poko dike tre, shekere bagiru, kere bokode, kere bagiru, Kabule, Sapula, Yakule, Kedori, Kopugna, Kuramaga, Kuramaka Bokodi, Sateroke Tuketek, Eripo Kodia de Bokodia Kotakabai, Makule Bokodia de Bodia, Yakodia Bokodia, Kuramaka Bokodi, Yepokodi, pray, pray, 2 more minutes, 2 more minutes. Pray like a trumpet. Pray like thunder. Pray like fire. Marama, shodilidi, keduka toka, bokine yedudu, bubri na moska, yete kulebosi, beruni na namotoyi, yakadoni katokobubu, ekulabuki ne kinoguda, eyakodike tokorigada, mintra makaboku diyedi, yakodi katrebuko kanda, yikra katabatabu, mintre kolobosotoyi, Egipo Kodikata, Eruba Kabuko, Eramu Kodikata, Keribe Kodikata, Purama Kabuko, Koribe Gede, Gede Godi, Gada Boko, Pokra Boliba, Periba, Orama Kabo, Kanabuke, Eyeboko, Kiramakabo, Pokra Boli, Pokra Boli, Pokra. One more minute. Draw grace. Draw strength. With joy shall you draw out of the well of salvation. Draw from the well of salvation. Make a body get it. Make a toka. Bahi de kete. Keruba. Make a teka. Karabako viga. Hide kotoria kuni. Ye karabogoni. Makabo kuni kete. Kerabogoni. Bakuri begedi. Kori begedi. Korabogoni. Put it together. Pamra Makabogon, Shaker of the Gate, Give him glory. What a gracious God. What a glorious God. King of kings. Lord of hosts. El Shaddai. Thank you, Lord, for open heaven. Thank you, Lord, for open heaven. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord, for your awesome presence. Thank you, Lord, King of glory. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I release the mantle of grace and intercession upon you. You will pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Your life will change. Your family will change. Your business will change. Your church will change. Your city will change. The nation will change. The world will change. Receive grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, you can shout it louder. Shout hallelujah. Can you please give the Lord Jesus a big hand, please?